Blog Talk Radio.
A man to carry on a successful business must have imagination. He must see things as in a vision, a dream of the whole thing. This is a quote by Charles M. Schwab. And happy Wednesday morning to you. Merry Christmas, and for those of you who are celebrating Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa to you, and a happy and prosperous new year coming up. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I'm extremely excited to be on the air with you again. Of course, you know every segment I say that because it is so true. I do not take it for granted that you tune in, whether you tune in live or you may join me in the chat room or you download the archive. There are so many other shows that you could have selected, but instead you selected mine. It is such a privilege, an honor to me. I want to just thank the Rump family for a magnificent show on Sunday. We were able to do a live broadcast from the residents of the Rump. They had invited me to be part of their family for Christmas Day, had a delicious meal, met some amazing new friends and people who just love life and have fun and enjoy family and just have a blessed time. It was indeed a blessing. And I want to thank you. So for those of you who want to just listen to Sunday the 25th, that segment, you will hear the live broadcast from the Rump's home in Brookfield, Connecticut. Today, I do not have any official guest, any one official guest that has been invited. However, I'm expecting a few of my colleagues to call in sporadically to talk about some of the things that they're doing and what they are doing about their plans and action for 2012. So that's what we are going to be talking about this morning. Before I do that, though, I want to do a bit of housekeeping. I want to remind you that you can call in at any time, 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. That's the call-in number here on the show. If you want to just tell us what do you have on your plans for 2012, what it looks like, and some goals and things that you have for yourself, we would love to hear from you. And again, I want to remind you that the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 is coming up real soon. It's going to be March the 23rd through the 25th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City, 145 West 44th Street in Manhattan. And you can visit us on Facebook at facebook.com Vision Weekend. Or you can follow us at Twitter at Vision Weekend 1. We would love to hear from you there, and we want your support. And most importantly, I want for you to know that the early bird cutoff is the 31st of December. So we want you to visit DaphneClarkHudson.com and register. You are saving $180 off of the registration when you register before the cutoff date, which is December 31st. And on the platform of speakers, we have for our keynote Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And Mr. Bailey is the founder of the Brilliance Institute. And he is known around the world, and he is number three. He is ranked number three in the speaking circuit globally. Then we have Will Cohn, who is the president of Dominating Your Destiny. And they prize themselves in traveling around the country and teaching people how to set up their business for as little as $500 and less. And he is one of the panelists. Then we have Dr. C.J. Cohn, who is an ordained minister, and she's also co-founder and CEO of Dominating Your Destiny. She is one of our panelists as well. Then we have Mr. Leon Ellis, who is a restaurateur, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker out of Harlem, New York. Then we have coming from Scotland, Miss John Mullock, and she is the master of positive achievement. So she can teach you how to just master all the positive energy and attitude in which to build and propel your business. Then we have Miss Crystal Washington. Miss Washington is a marketing and social media specialist. Then we have Mr. Willie Crawford, who is a joint venture guru, and he is a millionaire, and he's going to share with us how he has been doing that. Then we have Mr. Sam Orme. Mr. Orme is the CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide with headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. And we have Miss Yolanda Webb, who is the president of Elan Cosmetics. Elan, she's the editor-in-chief of Elan Magazine, and she's also an author and a speaker. Then we have Mr. Steven Jackson, another of our panelists, and he is a new media guru. We have attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, and she is a copyright attorney. We have Mr. Brian Ridgway, who is a transformational mentor and teacher. And then we have all the way from Israel, Mr. Kobi Hoberman. And Mr. Hoberman is the CEO of Strategic Landscape. And then we have Mr. Edward Foxworth III, who is a personal productivity strategist. And he is out of Detroit. Then we have we have from California, Mr. Brian Ridgway. And he is going to be telling us how to rank high on the search engine. So he's going to be talking about SEO, search engine optimization. Then we have Miss Chandel Pitts, who is a design consultant. And then we have Mr. James Nemley, who is the CEO of the Better Business Builders. So that's our lineup for the Vision Weekend Conference. And we know that it is going to be an exciting time. We encourage you to get registered now. Take advantage of the early bird registration. And one of the things I must tell you is that you will be getting all 16 speakers. There will not be breakout rooms, so the price of the registration covers your five meals, breakfast, three breakfasts and two lunches, including the award luncheon for the Entrepreneur of the Year, and it covers the 4 days of the event with all 15 or between 15 and 16 speakers. So for the cost of less than a coffee, you can get the full conference. The early bird price is $6.97. So check it out. Register now. You don't want to miss it. When you look on the lineup of speakers there on that platform, you know that this conference is worth a lot more. It's worth a lot more. It could well go for $1,500 or more. However, because the speakers want to invest in you and your development, this is why we can afford to offer it to you at that price, just to cover the expenses of the event. So I want to remind you that you can call in 646-915-8166. And we are going to be discussing today about goals and action plan and all of that. So we are going to get into that soon, but before I do that, I just want to do a quick commercial break.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, so we look forward to seeing you there. We look forward to seeing you at the Vision Weekend Conference in March in New York City. So remember, visit DaphneClarkHudson.com and pick up your registration there before the early bird expires on the 31st of December. Now, new year, new year, new you. And I want to let the people in the chat room know that I will need to go back and forth from the chat room to the studio and everything because I am by myself today. So I want to talk about goals and teams and all of that because even though we are entrepreneurs, I know that there are lots and lots of us who are engaging in outsourcing different aspects of our business and different things that we do. So what I'm going to be talking about this morning is how to use everyone and how to utilize, excuse me, each and every person on our team for our success. So I'm going to be talking about teamwork, team building, and team essentials. And know that not because you do not have employees, this information is relevant to all of us because we need to understand the importance of the people that are doing contract work for us. We need to understand their role in what we are doing. So I want us to begin to think of although you're thinking that you're probably not a manager or a supervisor and that you're not in leadership role, it is still very important for you to understand about team. Because whether or not your team is span across the globe or it is local to you, you need to understand the importance of building an effective team, so that you don't need to be micromanaging them to get the result that you need. A team success is when the entire body, the number of people that are working with you or alongside you, can accomplish the bigger goal together. It's not about one person getting the credit. It's the entire team. It does not matter who did a greater portion, but when we understand the importance of pooling the resources together, then everybody gets the credit. Everybody gets the applause. You can look on sometimes when they have these awards ceremony in the movie industry. And when one person is called up, the entire cast goes up. And our businesses are no different. I know that I have an amazing print designer who works alongside me. She's part of my team. I have my affiliate manager. He is part of my team. And we support and applaud everybody. Whatever compliment comes in, it's not just one person getting it, but it is everyone. We need to understand the personalities, the skills, and the talents of all the people that is part of our team. We will need to balance each other. You know, if someone is good at graphics, you use them in that area. Someone is good at relationship building, you use them in that area. So take time to take inventory of the diversity that is presented in your team or in your organization. The other critical element of team success is that the team efforts are directed towards the same clear goal. Make sure everybody understands what it is we are expecting the result to be. What are we working on? Make sure everybody understands it, because when there's lack of understanding, then there will be uncertainties. So we need to make sure that whatever the goal is, it is communicated effectively to each team member. Whether you are doing video conferences or whatever it is that you're doing, if you're sending emails, if it is Skype calls, whatever it is, make sure there is clarity and that the people understand what it is you expect from them. What's my role? You tell me. Well, Daphne, here is what your concentration and effort need to be on. And once each and every one of us have clarity on what is needed from us, then when we come together collectively, we are going to get the result that we are striving for. In real life, teamwork success really happens by itself without focus, team building efforts and activities. We got to do the work. You know, they say you got to pay your dues. So once we have it all together and we keep concentrating on, oh, here is what I have to do. I am not going to be getting off my lane. I'm not going to be getting off of focus. I need to give my best to what it is that the rest of the team is expecting from me. There is simply too much space for problems when people cross over in lanes. When I say lanes, I'm talking about the responsibility that you have to do. You don't need to supervise me, you know. You don't need to micromanage so long as you give me clear communication and what it is that I need to concentrate my energies on. The other thing, after you give me clear communication about it, there's no need to micromanage. However, the door is always open to resolve conflicts or misunderstanding. Know that you can always come, let them know that they can always come back to you if anything is happening that they are not comfortable with or satisfied with. They don't need to wait until the end when the project is ready to be turned in. They can come to you before to resolve the conflict that is at hand or the misunderstanding before time goes by. Now, even if there are some team members that will maybe bite off more than what they can chew, meaning they commit to too much, because there are some people who are like that. Please explain and let them know that it's okay. After you took so much on, if you find out that you can no longer cope with that workload, feel comfortable enough to come back with the team and ask for help. A lot of times people hold on, and they hold on to guilt and shame instead of understanding that, oh no, I really meant well when I commit to this, but I can no longer do that, so I need to ask for help. Here are some, these are some additional team building ideas and techniques, and even tips, if you may, that I have been using over the years, which has helped me. The first one, make sure that the team goals are totally clear, completely understood, and accepted by each team member. Make sure there is complete clarity in who is responsible for what? Which is the same thing that I just was talking about, that everybody needs to have clarity. So, avoid overlap authority. For example, if there is a risk that two team members will be competing for control, it is in certain area, try to divide that area into two distinct parts and each other complete control in one of those parts according to those individual strengths and skills. I have found out that it is never a good idea to have those two people work out who is going to do what. I remember an experience I had in a networking group where the president gave one of the members and I something to work on. And I asked him, what do you want each of us to do? What section of it? And he says, work it out. And it was really a challenge to work it out and have distinct sections that we were working on, because the other team member think that we could all, both of us could do it and then just do the report together. And of course, that was not the assignment. So from that day, I learned something to be specific when I'm giving someone, two people, the same project to work on, but I need two different inputs. Build trust with your team members by spending one-on-one time in an atmosphere of honesty and openness. Be loyal to your employees if you expect the same. You know, I found out here that a lot of time gossip get into the way and there is a mistrust and no loyalty. So bear in mind that it is important. You know, do not encourage other team members to come to you with gossips about any other member of the team. So the next thing, allow your team members to build trust and openness between each other in the team building activities and event. Give them some opportunities for extra social time with each other in an atmosphere that encourage open communication. For example, in a group brunch or pizza party, thought to be careful with what's being done there to build the team activities. Make sure that there's time that people will want to socialize and just talk to each other outside of their cubicles. You know, I know this is the end of the year, and this is when a lot of people get together to show that. However, if we can do it more often, it really makes sense. I know a lot of times I run to Costco's is a food distribution place, and I pick up a couple of pizza, and for the people who are local to me and are volunteering for me and everything like that. However, for those of us who have a virtual assistance elsewhere, we have to think about how can we do things to keep them as part of the team. For issues that are rarely heavy on the team conscience of commitment, try to involve the whole team in the decision-making process. For example, via group goal settings or group sessions with collaborative discussions of positive decisions, opinions, and solution idea that you want to achieve here is what each team member fear, what each team member feel his or her ownership to the final decision or solutions and ideas. And the more they feel this way, the more likely he or she is to agree and to commit to the decide line of action, and more you build the commitment of the team's decision. I was listening to Jan Maxwell on Minute with Maxwell this morning, and he spoke about some times ago when he had minute pastor in San Diego, California. And he mentioned about when the different leaders in the church would have problems, and they would come to him with all the problems and no solution. And he mentioned that he implemented that whenever they would come to him with a problem, they should always come with a solution. And he said not only did the problems get less, the problems that they came to him with, that they did come to him with, they also came with reasons why this could be resolved. So they came with some solution to the problem. So I think I put that in my journal because I said this is something I need to practice too. You know, they always say the squeaky wheel get all the oil. But if you let people know that they can squeak but they got to come with their oils, then you're going to find out that there are much more wheels that are well lubricated and really don't need to be squeaking as much. When managing teams, make sure there are no block lines to communication. I know as an entrepreneur, I know there are some people who say they don't work on the weekends and they don't take calls from the weekends, and this time of the night they can't do that. But I'm telling you, as entrepreneurs, and for those of us who work with people in other countries and different time zone and all of that, we need to be open. We must be open and flexible as to when we communicate with these people. So let your team know it is okay to call me at this time. For example, on my on the lineup of the speakers for the Vision Weekend Conference, there is one person who lives in Israel, one person lives in Scotland, one person lives in Hawaii. Now, we are planning to have a team meeting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, the person who lives in Israel, it is 1 o'clock in the morning for him. So, he's not going to be able to participate. And that's okay, because all we will need to do is to give him the information from the result of the meeting. So, all these things we must keep in consideration when we are planning for those things. We must be careful with interpersonal issues. Recognize them clearly and deal with them fully. Now, a lot of times, I know especially with parents, if there's something that is going on in the family, they are just not functioning at work. And I think it is, I am a good observer of body language. And I know when somebody is slightly off or fully off or what's going on. And I can listen and know what's going on. The other thing, though, if they are not in front of you where you can observe and you are talking to them on the phone, you need to listen for clues that will tell you that there's something, some issue that is going on. And then you got to be sensitive in asking what it is. And let people know that you're there to support them, not to pry. You're there to support them, and they don't have to go into details if they don't feel comfortable doing so. But you want them to know that you are there with a listening ears. Don't miss opportunities to empower your team members. Say thank you and show appreciation of an individual team player's work. I mean, get a nice card, write in it. You know, it would be great if it's a blank card and you just express yourself in there, you know. Get a little book, a plaque, something that they can look at each day and say, wow, when I did such and such, this is what I had gotten. And it encourages them. I know I like to have the plaques on the wall. There are even some letters that I personally have put into a frame because I got them from different people at different times of my life and career. And instead of folding them and put them away, I frame them, and they are part of my wall of fame, as I call it. Don't limit yourself to negative feedback. Be fair. Whenever there is an opportunity to give positive feedback as well, take the opportunity to do that. I practice and I pride myself in addressing all the wonderful things that the team person has done and what they have going for them. And then instead of harping on them that they something was this and I got a complaint about that and so on and so forth, I point certain areas that needs to be improved, and then we can go from there. Because just like we tell our children that we have learned to separate who they are from what they do, it's the same thing with our team members. There are times when they are going through struggles and challenges, and they need to know that we appreciate them in spite of everything else that they are going through. So again, if you are just joining us, we are talking about goals, our plans, and our actions, what we want to have in place to give us our best 2012 result. A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. And as a team leader, or as an entrepreneur or business owner, that's exactly what we are doing. When we begin, we are on the way all by our lonesome self, most of us. Until a little on the way, when people see that you are there and you're not giving up, they join the way with you. And then it comes a time when you have to take somebody's hand and show them the way. Show them the way. And as you know that each and every one of us, we are standing on the shoulders of somebody else. It could be our ancestors. It could be someone else who have paved the way in doing business or become entrepreneurs. We are. And for that reason, we owe it to somebody else to pay it forward by taking some young person, somebody by the hand, and show them the way in which they need to build what they're doing. Yes, I had to moisten my throat. So remember, call in and let us hear from you about your goals. 646-915-8166. Now, years ago when I was a Mary Kay consultant, it was then when I began working on creating, we call them collage or goal poster back then. They have now been evolved to be called vision board. So before I continue on some other part, I need to just focus on that right now, telling you about some of the tips that I will be using and what I want to share with you. Now, get your pens and papers out and your pad, because I'm going to give you a shopping list. Now, you need to pick up or buy some journals. It doesn't need to be leather bound or big and big expensive. There are some times when my journal is just a black and white composition book. And it is just as effective as it is just as effective as if you're using another journal. So you're going to need, you need pictures, you need photographs, you need some glue, you need some magazines, you need writings. And when I say writings, like poem, quotes, anything that you can use that will inspire you. So you need those too. You need poster boards. You know, and I like colors. So you choose the colors that work for you. You need markers. You need crayons. You need scissors. You need dates and timelines, all worked out for you. So get a calendar that you can cut up and to cut the dates off. Or if you don't want to do that, then you can just go ahead and write the dates in it for yourself. Now, once you do this shopping list, you are going to take out your piece of paper or your book where you have your goals written down. And you are now going to be working on using pictures and photographs to create the vision board for the result that you have written in text. The reason I love the vision board is because I can mount it on my wall. It's the last thing I see at night and the first thing that I see in the morning. So remember that these goals are yours. They are not somebody else's. So although it is okay to brainstorm with your coach or mentor or confidant, their decision should not be what you use to create this vision board. They can give you input and you can put them on in your toolbox or on your tool page where you hold great ideas or suggestions. And then later on, you might not use them now, but as you progress, you will find out that, oh, here is that idea that Daphne told me during that session, and now I can use it. Now, do not get the thing all overcrowded. So you might want to use two or three sheets of the poster board, and you can join them together by putting broad tape on the back side of it that holds it together. It gives you more room because you really don't want it to be cluttered. So after you have all those ideas together, you did your shopping list, so you have everything you need. It's like you're going to cook a meal and you go shopping for all the ingredients. So now you have all the ingredients here. Set some quality time aside where you can now work on your vision board. Work on the vision board. Before you glue things in place, you kind of place things where you think you want them, and you step back and you look at it and see, is it really speaking to you? I love the bold colors and big things on it. It just allow my energy to flow. It creates, it pumps my adrenaline. And from at a distance, I can look at it and see what's there. So, you know, just let it be bright and use what color means something to you. Now, after you do that, you are looking at that and you are ready to create a plan for that vision that you have for yourself. Now, I'm going to be giving you some insight here from one of my special teacher and mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe. And as you all know, Dr. Miles Monroe is also an ordained minister and pastor. And a lot of times he uses scripture to support his recommendation. And to man belong the plans of his heart. And this is from Proverbs 16 and verse 1. So it simply means, you know, that there are some times when religion tells us that we're not supposed to have this, and why are you having that, and all of that. Well, you can look for yourself and see that in Proverbs 16 verse 1, it tells us that to man belongs the plans of his heart. In order to be successful in life, we must have a clear plan. And a lot of times we work on a business plan and we just write it and we have it stuck away. We are not revisiting it. So because of that, we are not accomplishing it, what we are set out to do. So this is why it is important to create the plan. You oftentimes hear it says that God gives us the vision from the day we were created in the womb of our mothers. He gave us a plan. As a matter of fact, it is said that even before he fertilized that egg, he had a problem that he wanted to create us to solve. So there's absolutely no reason why we should be around, walking around in La La Land here on earth, because God created us to do great and magnificent things. Now, Dr. Miles says, when I was a teenager and had been a Christian for only about 2 years, I kept wondering why God didn't seem to guide me in my life. I kept wondering why God didn't seem to protect me. Perhaps you are wondering the same thing about your own life. I used to want God to show me his will at night in my room. So I would stay up all night with one eye open, just waiting. I used to pray, oh God, let the angels show up. Then I would look and there would be nothing but mosquitoes. Sometimes I would hear a little noise outside and I would open the door thinking that the angels had shown up. Yet when I look outside, all I saw was a rat running across the yard. Some angel. I persisted in wanting God to show himself to me and to guide me. Whenever they sang a certain song in church, I used to sing it the loudest. Lead me, guide me along the way. One day, as I was singing this song, I felt as if the Lord was saying to me, lead you along that way. I realized then that if you don't have a plan, God doesn't have anything specific to direct you to. Proverbs 16 and 1 says, to man belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. That's a very powerful statement. God is saying, in effect, I gave you the vision. Now, you put the plan on paper, and I will work on the details. Proverbs 16 and 9 says, in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. If you don't have a plan, how can he direct you? That's a question for all of us. And more so for those of us who call ourselves Christians or believers. We oftentimes say, oh, we are waiting on the Lord, and we sit there and we're literally just waiting without taking any little action to do anything about it. Have you ever expressed to God what is in your heart? And have you presented him with your plan for accomplishing it? The Bible says that God will give you the desires of your heart if you will delight in him. However, it also implies that God will direct your steps once you make a concrete plan to move toward what you desire. Ideas are seeds of destiny planted by God in our minds of mankind. When ideas are cultivated, they become imagination. Imagination, if it is watered and developed, becomes a plan. Finally, if a plan is followed, it becomes a reality. However, when a person receives an idea from God, it must be cultivated soon, or the idea often goes away. If that person doesn't ever work on that idea, God will give it to someone else. Inevitable. If the second person takes the idea, makes a plan, and starts to work on it, the first person will become jealous because he had the idea first. Yet, it's not just having ideas that is important. Ideas need plans if they are going to become a reality. Young people often think their dreams will just happen. They find out later, after they have sadly wasted many of their years and their lives. There is no way any of us can move toward our dreams without a plan. Jesus said that a wise person doesn't start to build something unless he first works out the details. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, "This fellow began a building and was not able to finish it." God himself had a plan when he created humanity. Ephesians 1 and 11 says, "In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will." Someone once said to me, "You always seem to be going somewhere. Just relax." I told him, "I've discovered something about life. Where I live in the Bahamas," Dr. Miles wrote, "when you just sit on a boat in the ocean and relax, the current takes you where it's going, even if you don't want to go there. Life is the same way. Too many people float down their lives and still expect to make it to their goals." A ship has a compass so that the navigator can know what direction he is going. And it has a rudder so that the pilot can steer it. However, a ship is giving a special course, a plan by the captain, so that it can arrive at its destination. Just because a ship has a rubber doesn't necessarily mean it is going anywhere. It needs to be stirred. It needs to be steered according to the coordination of the plan. Likewise, life has given many people clear sailing, yet because they have no destination, they never make it out of the port. What do I mean by clear sailing? I mean opportunities. Many opportunities came to people, but they have no plan in place that would enable them to make something out of them. For example, suppose you wish you could start a business, but you have never thought about how you'd go about it. What if someone came to you and said, I want to invest some money and I like you. Why don't you develop something with it? You would probably answer something like, I'd like to, but right now I'm just a clerk. However, if you had developed a specific plan, if you were reading the appropriate books and preparing yourself, if you had something down on paper, you'd be prepared for this opportunity. You would say, you have got the money? Here's the plan. I am ready to go. The blueprint of your vision. When a contractor is building a structure, he uses a blueprint. What is this plan for this vision? Which is the finished building? The contractor always keeps a copy of the blueprint on site with him. Why? He needs to keep checking it to see if the building is being constructed correctly. If you don't have a plan for your life, you have nothing to refer to when you want to make sure you are on track. How do you begin to develop a blueprint for your vision? You oftentimes hear people ask, who am I? Who am I? And a lot of people tend to answer this question based on their careers and things like that. But here's what Dr. Miles has to say about who am I. Again, you must first secure for yourself the answer to the question, who am I? Until you do, it will be difficult to write a plan for your life because such a plan is directly tied to knowing who you are. You will never become really successful in your life if you don't have a clear idea of your own identity in God. Many of us have become what other people want us to be. We have not yet discovered our unique, irreplaceable identity. Yet it is known, yet discovered our unique, irreplaceable identity. Yet it is known, it is knowing your true identity that gives you the courage to write your life plan. Where am I going? Next, you must answer the following question. Where am I going? Once you learn God's purpose, you can start planning effectively, because you will be able to plan with focus. A vision becomes a plan when it is captured, fleshed out, and written down. Please note that both verses 1 and 9 of Proverbs 16 says that God leads the planning up to the heart of the people, of the person. But he will provide the explanation of how the vision will be accomplished. The plan that's in your heart is a documentation of the future that is not yet finished. When you write down a plan, it's a description of the end of your life, not the beginning. That is why God says, you make the plan and I will explain how it can be paid for. Who is going to work with it? And where the resource and facilities are going to come from? Leave the plan to me. You must put the plan down. If you're just joining us, call in 646-915-8166 and tell us about what your goals and plans are for 2012.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
I also want to direct your attention to the Vision Weekend Conference 2012, taking place on March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City, located at 145 West 44th Street in Manhattan. On the lineup, on the platform, is Mr. Simon T. Bailey, Miss Crystal Washington, Miss John Mullock, Mr. Leon Ellis, Miss Dr. C.J. Cohn, Mr. William Cohn, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, Attorney Ariella Michelle Durant, Mr. Stephen Jackson, Miss Yolanda Webb, Mr. Sam Orme, Mr. Willie Crawford, Mr. Kobe Huberman, Mr. Brian Delaney, Mr. Edward Foxworth III, Mrs. Jennifer Circle, Miss Chandel Pitts, and Mr. James Nemley. And I am the conference founder and host, and I am so privileged to be the host of that conference. I want to point your direction to www.daphnecklarkehudson.com, where you can pick up your registration, your early bird registration, before December 31st. You are saving $180 off of that registration by registering early. So we look forward to seeing you there. We also want you to know that the conference has no breakout rooms. You will be hearing from all of the speakers, because we are not having workshops and classes where you have to choose where to go. Everybody will be hearing from every one of the speakers. Yes, I want to continue about talking about the plan for your vision. And I'm hoping that what I'm sharing is helping you to get clarity on how you need to create this plan for yourself. So we just mentioned about us getting clarity on who am I, where are we going. You know, everybody has a different level of planning that they like to do. There are some people that it's just a sticker for planning. You know, and I think that Dr. Miles Monroe is one of those people. Anyone who works with me, he says, will tell you that I have plans for what I'm going to do next week, next month, next year, next 5 years, and so on. In fact, the vision for Bahama Faith Ministry is on paper for the next 60 or 70 years. It's all mapped out. By then, I'll be about 110 years old, walking around, looking at the buildings, and saying, hey, look at that. Look at all the students out there. I remember when we had one building. Now we have 10 buildings. Glory to God. Do you have a plan? Do you know what you want to do next? Keep a plan in place. A plan for next week, next month, next year, 5 years, and so on. Do you have a plan for the next 20 years of your life? Can you give me a plan for your life for the next 50 years? God has given you the ability to do that. He has given you a mind, the gift of imagination, an anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the vision of faith. He has also given you the ability to write so that you can put down what you see in your heart. What are you waiting for? God says he will explain how your vision will be accomplished, yet he can't discuss it with you until you have something concrete to talk about. Your dream is worth writing down. Note the way Nehemiah planned for his vision of rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. Yes, I have a caller, and I am going to call. I have a caller here. And I am coming to my caller. Good morning, caller. Your first three digits are 330. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Good morning, Daphne. This is your friend, Dolores Presley.
Oh, good morning, Miss Dolores Presley Worldwide.
How are you?
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I was
listening and enjoying your show, and then I said, let me call in, and because yeah. I definitely have my plans written out. I mean, you need to have your goals, not only state them, but you need to write them down.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put dates on them because
mm-hmm.
that gives you an accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually went to a hotel for 3 days just by me, myself, and I, and
mm-hmm.
I did my plans
mm-hmm.
for 2012 with no cell phone, no anything. I didn't do Twitter and Facebook and all of that. I just sat and, you know, sort of downloaded from the Holy Spirit and
mm-hmm.
also got those plans ready for 2012.
That is so powerful. And that's what a lot of us, especially entrepreneurs, that's what we are missing in our lives, are those downtimes, those quiet times, those still times, because that's when we get things deposited into us.
Yes. Yes. That is so true. That is so true. And I think as entrepreneurs, many times we are the accountant and we are all those things, which I really I'm against that, because if you're trying to do everything yourself, and I understand, especially if you're a new entrepreneur, that it's difficult to hire other people. But I kind of had that problem initially. I was doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned that I must delegate.
Mm-hmm.
Delegate so that I will have some downtime. Because otherwise, if you're doing every single thing for your company, trying to market it, trying to do everything, then it's not going to be as successful as it could be if you bring on a team. And you don't always have to hire people. There are people who will volunteer for you. I had people who wanted to volunteer, but I still was with that thing and having issues with delegating. But believe me, I don't have that issue any longer.
Mm-hmm. And you know something? Delegating, and we have control issues too. Because
yes. We
think, I think some of us are programmed that, it's your stuff, and we don't want to let people in.
Mm-hmm.
So even when we are thinking of delegating, by the time we begin to prioritize what we are going to delegate, it's like doing a tag sale. I don't know if you ever do a tag sale and everything you put outside, all of a sudden, you're putting it back inside because, I still love this. I still love this. And it's what we do in our business when we are supposed to delegate. We don't want to set free any of those responsibilities or those tasks for somebody to help us to do. And I am so thankful that you mentioned about you investing in you.
Yes.
Going to the hotel and lock yourself away and surrender yourself to your creator, because you know that Dolores Presley can't do it.
No, you're
You don't
right.
have the know-how.
No, and we have, I always talk about personal power, but there
mm-hmm.
is a higher power. Our
exactly.
personal power comes from a higher power.
That's right.
And that's so important that we tap in to that power. I'm not sure what you call it, but there is a higher power for sure.
Yeah. But you know, Dolores, in order to utilize your personal power, you got to activate it. And the way you activate it is to plug it in, which is what you did.
Yeah.
You went to that hotel, you left the phone, the Twitter, the everything, and you plugged in
yes.
to the strongest voltage you could have had. And you make sure that you are super, super, super charged.
Supercharged. I am ready now. I am ready because what, and definitely I know you and myself and so many of us have been charged to do a lot for this world. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't energize and get from your higher power and you know, get yourself in order, then it's going to be hard and you're going to get on overload. So
mm-hmm.
I decided, and I had created this, and God gave me this vision to have this new program called Up Woman.
That's
and
right.
then I am like, what? There are so many networking and so many organizations for women. Why would I create another networking, another organization for women? So when I kind of was like, what? Am I supposed to do this, Lord? Am I really supposed to do this? And
mm-hmm.
so that was all a part of that downloading as well, to
mm-hmm.
make sure that I put in order how that event is going to be, how it's going to be all over the United States starting in 2012. And
mm-hmm.
probably in 2013, we're going to move it out of the country all over the world. So not only will it be in the United States, but it'll be all over the world.
Well, let's talk about that, because today's show is about goal and plans and all of that. And I think the Up Woman organization that God has trusted you with, has trusts you with, is the answer that we women need. When we look on the brothers, they support each other. But although there are a lot of organizations around, is there anything that's going to lay the ground and the platform like Up Woman is getting ready to do? I don't think so. So take your time and tell us about it. What
right,
can we look forward to, and how can we tap into this?
Well, Up Woman stands for Undeniably Powerful Woman, and so I made it short for Up. Undeniably Powerful Woman. She is a woman who's significant, she's authentic, she's courageous, and she's intelligent, and she's a leader. But the component that's a little bit different from other organizations out there is that it has a spiritual component, just about what we were just talking about, personal power and a higher power. And I mean, I call the higher power God. It's not a religious organization at all.
That's
We launched it in November. We had all sorts of people. They all, I mean, it was so diverse. It was fantastic. I mean, just, I can't even put into words. And women were crying. And
my God.
Yeah, it was just amazing. And the setup was, what we do is we have three speakers, and it's a half-day event.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it every other month in Ohio, and then we're taking it to Flint, Michigan, and we're taking it different places.
Mm-hmm.
But we have three speakers speak about 20 to 30 minutes first, and then you have a time to introduce yourself. But the powerful part is that the speakers go down to the women, and they're in three. And we did have men there, by the way, so we do welcome them.
It's not
like you cannot come.
Smart. They want to be where it's happening.
Right. But it is focused, and it's about women, and it's for women, but men can attend if they like.
Mm-hmm.
And then what the experts went down, and they went to each circle, and they sat in that circle for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the other powerful part is that we shared with women and asked them, what do you need in the next 60 days? When we meet the next time, what can we do for you? And we even had a prayer. We had an opening prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not religious. I don't want anyone to think that it's a religious, because it's not about religion. We're these denominations and all that. We are truly not about that.
We are spirit. We are light. And that's
right.
Why people need to just cancel that religious thing, because that's what is holding them hostage.
Right. Right, Daphne. You are right. So we have so many different components to it. We have the Up Woman model, which is up confidence, up personal worth, up relationships, up mentoring, philanthropy, education, and faith. So that's kind of our model that women go by.
Mm.
And it changed lives of women. They can go to the website, which is theupwoman.com, T-H-E, Up Woman. A-N, it's not plural, theupwoman.com, and they can watch a video there, and it'll give you some feel of what was going on at that event. And our next event is going to be January 13th in Cleveland, Ohio. And we have three speakers there at this particular time as well, plus myself. So actually it's going to be four speakers this time. And one of them is Ramona Hood, who is from FedEx. And she will be talking about how to climb the corporate ladder. And then Tracy McBride is another person who will be speaking, our expert, and she's going to talk about image. Because this one is more about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have themes, and so she's going to be talking about, well, relationships, how to look good. And we added a gentleman this time. We've had a man speaker, a male speaker. His name is Jeff Ninswick, and he's going to be talking about male-female relationships. How do you be magical with male and female relationships? So it will be powerful. I just suggest if anyone is in our area, we've actually had people fly in to the first event from different areas because it's absolutely worth it.
Beautiful, beautiful. So is the Up Woman a membership organization? And when people go to the website, for those of us who are in other states, how do we become part of the Up Woman organization?
Right. Starting in January, the first week of January, when we really get back into our offices and working, there will be a membership level, so you can have different levels of membership, and we will be having online events. And the one thing that we are looking for is people who would like to be Up leaders across the country, and we have ample compensation for Up leaders who want to do it in their own area. And all of that will be on the website starting in January, second week in January. Yes, so we're going to have the membership and all that rolled out at our next event. So it's definitely going to be out before January 13th. But we also are always looking for sponsors and all of that. And our mission really is to help women not deny their power. So many women, as women, Daphne, a lot of times women make excuses for. I remember one time someone came up and said, Dolores, you rocked that. You on stage, you rocked it. And I was saying, oh, you know, this dress I had on. That was crazy for me to make a statement like that. I should have just accepted the compliment and said, yes, I rocked it. And men would have done that. It would have been like hitting their chest and pounding. But women, but we don't do that.
We
so
don't
we have
what?
Created
that's it. That's it, you know. It's like somebody will give you a compliment as you talk about the dress and everything.
Right.
And, oh, Dolores, that is gorgeous. And, oh, child, please. I can pick it up at Goodwill. Who cares where you pick it up?
Right.
You know, and, it, you know, I'm so thankful, Dolores, that you believe in us women enough to dedicate and devote your career and life. Because it's not just only since Up Woman. You go all back from Full Figure Model and people who are, you are no stranger to Blog Talk and the rest of this global platform. So people know that you have not just arrived. You have been working with women to build them up on a pedestal where they belong. Because shamefully so, even our young people, young women, don't understand about who they are and how to embrace who they are. And you doesn't have to be wearing like toothpick clothes. But you know,
you can't be modest. Right. You can have a presence by just walking into the room. There are some people who have an aura. They just walk in the room, and you know they're there. It's just, and we can teach our young women how to have this. And they don't have to do, like you said, wear clothes and words on their behind. I mean, I don't even understand why parents would buy children.
Come
and then
on.
The next thing, they're calling someone's attacked their child or something, and they got words where they look right at their behind. That makes no sense. And that sagging.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. The sagging is prison mentality. Don't make me give a speech, Daphne. Because the prisoners, they had their pants sag because they gave them pants that were too big because they wouldn't give them a belt because belts they could use as a weapon. So they sagged, and then they came out, and they caught on. That is ridiculous.
This is crazy, and people out there, they'll have a dozen belts in their thing, and they even have the belt around it and putting it. It's just so crazy. People don't understand who they are anymore. And they blame the government and they blame this person and that person. But guys, look in the mirror. The answer is staring back at you. Until we decide to make a difference in our own life, we are not ready to make it in anybody else's life. So we got to get plugged in 2012. There's too many things that we can plug into. Too many things that are happening. What they say, we have not because we ask not.
That's very true. That is very true. I would encourage them to go to the site and register for our newsletter.
Yeah,
so
please
that they can
repeat
stay,
the site again.
Yes, the site is theupwoman.com. Theupwoman.com. And they can also always visit my website, which is Dolores. Presley.com because I am a speaker. That's what I do for a living is being a speaker and working with women and speaking to lots of organizations and corporations across America and world, actually. But I think I need to put that down as one of my goals, is to speak internationally.
That's
next,
right.
Next year. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, you already started because you've been to some in Caribbean islands
yes.
in the past. So.
I have.
So
I've spoken in London, England.
More.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
We need to make it happen more, but that's what we do. We first have to get this vision going. Then once we get our vision, then we have to speak it, and as I said before, write it down, put dates on it. But we still have to have action, Daphne. So
that's
many people
action.
I speak
we
to.
Action, nothing is happening.
Right.
A lot of the religious folks that God, I personally know some of them, and the Lord has given them magnificent ideas, Dolores. And I know some of these people, 12, 13 years. And you know what they're doing? They're still waiting on the Lord. Lord already gave them. They're not taking any action. Oh, well, I'm waiting on the Lord. And I say, what the Lord have to do? Hit you with a 3x4? Because you already have it and you need to do what it is you need to do. On the 13th of January, can people just turn up at the door if they did not register, or they need to pre-register?
Well, they can do, it's actually both, but it costs more when you register at the door. It actually costs more 1 week before, because last time we had everybody register the day before, and it's really difficult when you're at a hotel.
Oh, tell me about it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. So
they
early
don't
bird
play
registration.
That.
No, they don't, because then you're already, you know, you make your order, especially when food's involved. Now, food's not involved, it's not that important, but we do serve breakfast. And those circles are just so powerful. Like I said, I can't even tell you, I couldn't even, when a first woman cried, I saw somebody kind of getting the sniffles. And I thought, wow. And then another lady was boohooing so much they had to take her tissues because she said it was nowhere that she's been before where she can just be real and really support and feel like she's getting support. It was just amazing. But the early bird registration is $49 up until January 8th. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's $69. So it's very affordable either way, but $49, why not save $20?
$20. Use that to stop for lunch with a new friend you meet.
Right,
I don't think
right.
you can get any lunch for $20, but something, a coffee or something.
I know, isn't that amazing? But yes, so I really encourage them to go, or if they know someone who's close, just to share it. And you can find me on Facebook and all of that, and Twitter, LinkedIn.
Tell them about the radio show and everything.
All of that, I can tell you about our radio show, too, but you can just find me under Dolores Presley, or I also have Dolores Presley Worldwide on Facebook, and just lots of empowerment that's on those sites, because I believe social media is so important. It extends your reach from where you could reach people who you would never have been able to reach
if
you're not involved with social media.
Yes, we just have to learn. I mean, I am learning now, little by little, every day I'm learning. I'm just learning. There's so much out there to utilize and to know. And, you know, you got to be careful. You can find somebody who can help you to manage it so you don't get bogged down with all of it. There are some things that we need to do, but learn to delegate, as Dolores says, because 2012 is the year of expansion and growth in each and every one of us. And there's absolutely no reason why we cannot partner and move ahead with what we are called to do. So
that's for sure. Definitely. Definitely. Oh, and I wanted to mention my radio show. You asked me about that a moment
please.
Ago.
Yeah, talk about
I have a radio show that I co-host with Dr. Merle Griff, and it's called Wriggling in the Middle. And what it's about is a show that is for caregivers, anyone who's giving care. And really, if you're a parent and taking care of your children, or an adult child moved back, or you're taking care of your in-laws, and so many baby boomers are in that situation. Mm. And it's heard every Monday on WHBC, and it's a local station here in Ohio, but you can hear it on the Internet. It is streamed live, and it's WHBC.com, and it's heard every Monday morning, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time. And it is powerful. And also you can go to our website and listen to all of the archive shows, which is wrigglinginthemiddle.com. And you can spell it wiggling or wriggling. It doesn't matter. It'll go there. But it's actually W-R-I-G-G-L-I-N-G in the middle.com. Very powerful show, I must say that.
Middle. Well, hey, it has to be if you are associated with it. You know, wherever you turn up, power follows. So
I have really been blessed. I mean,
oh,
this
yes,
personal
yes,
power thing
God
is
good.
Just,
and I'm just so honored to call you friend and colleague, Dolores, because you are someone that gives wholeheartedly, and there's no reason why there is absolutely no reason why you should not be this blessed, because you have been blessing many over the years. So.
I am honored to be called your friend. I'm honored to be your friend, Daphne. You
thank
are
you.
Just what you're saying to me is ditto. You're very giving and just have so much to share to people with people, and it's amazing. Again, I want to encourage your listeners to go to theupwoman.com, and if they send me an email at dp@DoloresPresley.com. I will send them a motivational free ebook. I think
ooh,
it's not,
nice. Come
not
on,
sure
guys.
You
all got to get it.
Right.
So repeat that again for them so they don't miss it. This is going to help you in 2012, guys.
Right. I will send you a free ebook. It's a success book, and it has 111 tips on how to be successful. You can just email me, DP for Dolores Presley, DP@DoloresPresley.com, DelorespresleySley.com, and just say you were listening to Daphne's or free ebook on your topic in your subject line, and
wonderful,
your free ebook.
Look at that! How you all know? They thought they had already gotten all their gifts for Christmas, and it's easier, and they are still getting gifts. So. Before you go, I want to give you an opportunity for a closing remarks, but I also want you to repeat the information again for January the 13th, because we know with the holiday just going by, a lot of people probably forgot to register, and we want them to know that they can visit and register. So please give them that again.
All right. I just want all of your listeners to know, Daphne, that they have the power to live the life that they desire. Mm-hmm. And circumstances are temporary. They're not permanent. Mm-hmm. So if you're maybe in a situation and you're in a circumstance where you feel like you can't make it, you can't do it, you can. Stop, do one little thing at a time. If one of your dreams is to write a book, then start putting post-it notes, ideas on post-it notes. Start get a digital recorder or even your phone now. We don't even need digital recorders. These new smartphones, just start recording in your phone. But I want you to know that you have the power to live the life that you want. And I invite you to become a part of the Up Woman. It's a movement like no other movement for women.
Wonderful.
Let's give the website again, and that's theupwoman.com. Theupwoman.com. And connect with me on Facebook, Twitter. I'd love to be your friend, LinkedIn.
All right. Well, thanks, my sister. I can't wait to be sitting at one of those Up Women experiences, because I listen and I'm getting the shivers and the chills, and it reminds me so much of when I do the retreats, and my God, people walk in there and they don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And you look and you see the tissues are going and the tears are going, and the meeting or the retreat is finished and people are sitting down, not leaving. Not leaving. And this is what we need as women, because we don't always get the opportunity to be real, you know?
Yeah,
it's got to be real. So
that's it. That's it. It's a safe place to be real and just
that's
be yourself.
Right.
Just
that's
be
right.
genuine.
That's right. Okay. I want to thank you for providing that space that allows us to be women, authentically so, uniquely so, from our core. You provide the space for us to be who we are called to be. And we just want to thank you so much. I pray for your continued success and good health, because you are going to need magnificent health to carry this torch across the world. know that I'm here in support of what it is you're doing. And if I can ever ignite a spark in your life, do not hesitate to reach out to me and to call me. I love you. I see the light in you, and I honor that light.
Thank you, Daphne. I receive everything you said. Thank you, and many blessings to you as well. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Mrs. Dolores Presley from Dolores Presley Worldwide, and she just launched a magnificent organization for women. And, oh, my God, I think everybody's excited about hearing that it will come into your neck of the woods, not only in the U.S., but also the Lord has challenged her to bring it globally as well. And we know that that will happen. And, oh, what an amazing thing to be happening. So check the website, theupwoman.com, and pick your tickets up. They are doing it again on January the 13th in Cleveland, Ohio. I guess when you go to the website, you'll see, because she did not mention the hotel where it's happening. But $49 for the event, including breakfast. And if you register at the door, you pay $69. So what a treat and an investment in yourself. I want to again remind you that early bird registration is through December the 31st for the Vision Weekend Conference to take place at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City. And you can visit DaphneClarkHudson.com to get your discounted ticket. You have the opportunity to listen to all of the speakers for 4 days of the event. So don't you miss it out. We have Simon T. Bailey, Crystal Washington, John Mullock, Leon Ellis, C.J. Cohn, Will Cohn, Brian D. Ridgway, Ariella Mitchell Durant, Stephen Jackson, Yolanda Webb, Sam Orm, Willie Crawford, James Nemley, Brian Delaney, Chandel Pitts, Jennifer Sertle, Ed Foxworth, Kobe Huberman, and the Dynamic One. We look forward to seeing you there on March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel. Again, the website is DaphneClarkHudson.com. You can go there and pick up your tickets. And on Monday the 2nd of January, I want to encourage you to join the show at 7 p.m. when I will be broadcasting simultaneously with Mr. James Nemley of the Building Your Extraordinary Business Show. We do 2-for-1 on a Monday between 7 and 8 p.m. And we feature one of our speakers each week. And this coming Monday, we will be featuring Mr. Brian Ridgway. He is one of the speakers. He is a search engine optimization guru. And he is going to be sharing with us how to position ourselves using keywords on Google and other search engines. So you are going to want to be there on Monday so you can hear from him. Last week we had Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, and what an amazing presentation we had on there. And she is such a global leader and has so much insight in everything that we need to do as entrepreneurs.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
I want to close today's episode with a few quotes. And a quote from Theodore Roosevelt says, "The best executive is the one who has sense enough to pick good people to do what he wants done, and self-restraint to keep from meddling with them while they do it." You heard when Abdeloris mentioned about delegating, and I mentioned that. So as good leaders and as good entrepreneurs, once we build a team and we start to delegate, we have to know, stay away, don't micromanage, and don't meddle. Treasure the love you receive above all. It will survive long after your good health has vanished. And as entrepreneurs, we need to hold these close to our hearts. The most powerful and predictable people builders are praise and encouragement. So as you delegate, although they are volunteers, don't you forget to praise. Encourage. Praise. Encourage. Every great institution is lengthened shadow of one man. And that's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And there is no investment you can make which will pay you so well as the effort to scatter sunshine and good cheer through your establishment. Again, doesn't matter where your team is. It doesn't matter whether they are virtual. Doesn't matter if they are volunteers or interns. You got to invest in them. Spread sunshine. Spread joy. You know, send a message. Let them know how you appreciate what they are doing. You have to have your heart in the business and the business in your heart. Remember, whatever we do, we need to do it with every fiber of our beings. Every fiber of our beings. If it is to be, it is up to us. And we have the power to create that which we truly and honestly deserve. Remember, each new day that you awake and you see the rising of the sun, it is an opportunity for you to do more. Do more, not for you, but for others. Do more to change the lives that they are going to be living. Do more that will set the pace that will help to have your legacy live on after you are long gone. The only way we can do this is through the way that we impact the lives of others. You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. Remember, it is never about us. It is never about us. It is always about the next person. I want to thank you for spending this time. And I hope that this conversation that we had this morning was enough to help you to create your plan of action for 2012. Stay focused, stay blessed, and I will see you on the train to success.
You'll never ever touch us again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations.